Hello, I am Ellen Landis. I am a wine journalist and certified sommelier and co-owner with my husband Ken of Landis Shores Oceanfront Inn in Half Moon Bay. You may read more about me on my blog website, ellenonwine.com, and also about Landis Shores Oceanfront Inn at landisshores.com. We are thrilled to have many of the gold medal winners on our wine list, and I love writing about them and sharing the news about wonderful wines from America.
Thank you for listening to iWine Radio. I'm Lynn Crelo Chamberlain.
Welcome to Wine and Dine.
Get ready for the world's largest competition and tasting of American wines, the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition Public Tasting. Over 5 days, 60 elite wine judges tasted and evaluated a record-breaking 5,825 wines from 1,500 wineries from 25 different states. And now the public tasting is almost here. It's a one-of-a-kind wine and food experience, creating the largest tasting of award-winning American wines on the planet. 1:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday, February 15th at Fort Mason in San Francisco. For more information, go to vinvillage.com. Vin Village is where wine lovers connect. And if I'm understanding correctly what's going on at Vin Village, if you go to vinvillage.com, you can purchase your tickets for $65. But if you go to winejudging.com on site, it's $80, because I'm sure that we've kind of passed that early bird opportunity to buy the tickets. And this event always sells out. So if you're interested in attending this, you need to act as soon as you hear this interview. Today on Wine and Dine, we have the pleasure of talking to Ellen Landis, published wine writer, certified sommelier, and certified wine specialist. Of course, she's a wine educator all the while. She's the author of the blog ellenonwine.com and writes for the American Wine Society Journal. She is wine director sommelier at Landis Shores Oceanfront Inn, located in Half Moon Bay, which she co-owns with her husband and chef, Ken Landis. Ellen, thank you so very much for joining us today on Wine and Dine. And you were a judge at the San Francisco Chronicle wine tasting. How many days did it take for y'all to judge all those wines?
Yes, it was a wonderful experience, and thank you for your introduction. The wine judging began on Tuesday, and it was 4 full days of judging.
Wow.
Over 5,800 wines.
Oh, my heaven. 4 days. And, like, were you, like, 4 hours in the morning, 4 hours in the afternoon, you know, after a lunch break or something?
Yes, that's right. We start with a good breakfast, which is always great to do before you begin judging, and begin with a fresh palate. We have many rounds of wines judged in various categories at different price points. We all break for lunch at the appropriate time during our rounds of wines being served, and then come back after lunch for a full afternoon before we depart in the late afternoon each day. And it's just a great experience. It is wonderful to discover beautiful wines in so many different price points, from under $10 a bottle to over $100 a bottle.
I see the 2014 sweepstake winners of the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition. One of them that caught my eye was Bernard Griffin, 2013 Rosé of Sangiovese from Columbia Valley for only $12.
Exactly. And they are a consistent winner. They enter this competition multiple years and have won many gold medals here. They show beautiful consistency, and dry rosés continue to become more and more popular throughout the wine lover's world.
I see here that in the sparkling wine category, Domaine Carneros by Tettinger, 2009 Brut Carneros, Domaine Carneros at $32, was a sweepstake winner, along with Corbel Champagne Cellars non-vintage Brut Rosé at $11 a bottle. Do you have any opinions that you would view publicly about somebody calling themselves a champagne from California?
Yes, well, certainly, and technically, they are sparkling wines from any area that is outside of Champagne, France. Sparkling wines in California and throughout the United States are becoming more and more recognized as being beautiful wines. They are very well made. They are often, but not always, made in the Champagne Methodois style, which is the style in which all champagnes are made in France. And these wines have just beautiful structure, beautiful elegance, that nice yeasty characteristic that you typically find in a very fine champagne. And again, the variety of price points that the sparkling wines are offered today is anywhere from, as you see here, this double gold Corbel at $11 to some really very complex sparkling wines that are in the $30 to $50 range.
Were you on any of the panels tasting sparkling wines?
Yes, I often am, and that is such a pleasure. The dry sparkling wine category was given to my panel, and this year, because of the high number of sparkling wines entered,
good.
Three different panels were assigned different sparkling wines.
Wow.
So my panel was assigned the dry sparkling wines.
Lucky you.
Beautiful.
Lucky
they
you.
They were just simply stunning. And there was a panel that did all of the semi-dry sparklings and then the sweet sparklings. And, you know, everyone has their own unique palate.
Right.
So some prefer the drier style and
yeah.
others prefer the sweeter style. And I think that's so important for consumers to understand is you can read so many critics and articles written about different beautiful wines, but what you really want to do is suit your palate.
Yeah.
And that is what's so great about the event that celebrates the award-winning wines here with the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition, that each of these wines that are uniquely styled can suit any different palate. And you really want to find the wine that is just right for you. What you like is the right wine to consume and to purchase.
Ellen, do you know anything about this under the dessert and specialty wine category sweepstake winner? Is this Ferrante Winery 2012 Vidal Blanc Ice Wine from Grand River Valley? Are they on the East Coast? Because I don't see Vidal growing on the West Coast, to my knowledge.
Yes, this winery, I believe, is in Ohio.
Really?
And these wines are very unique. There are hybrids and beautiful Native American grapes that grow in cooler climates and really suited to those climates. And I judge multiple competitions around the country. One of them is in the Mid-America region. And so I've had the pleasure of trying these really beautifully made Native American wines and hybrids that do grow so well in these regions. And it's really important where the grapes are grown because they do need to be suited for the climate of each area.
Definitely. Ellen, do you know if beforehand there is a list of all the wines that are going to be poured at the public tasting on February 15th? Are they online at wineandjudging.com so people can kind of create their strategy before they walk in the door? Or do
yeah.
they? Okay. Oh, cool. Wonderful.
That's a great question because people do kind of want to set up their tour. There are hundreds and hundreds of wines to taste. There are over 800 wineries that will be represented, and they're located everywhere from the West Coast, Washington, Oregon, California, through New York and regions in the Southeast as well. So there are so many, and you do want to have a plan when you enter this
yeah.
beautiful arena of wines. So if you do go online to winejudging.com, you can take a look at the gold and double gold medal winners. And you will have so many to choose from, and you can plan out your strategy. What types of wines are your preference typically? And also, I recommend trying some new wines.
There
are
very
so many
good.
Different varieties that
yeah.
are shared at this tasting that have been awarded gold and double gold medals.
Ellen, is the room set up at Fort Mason where they're like alphabetical order, or are they set up regionally?
It is often the case they are alphabetical.
Okay.
And so I would tend to think that is what we will find.
Okay.
But certainly there will be a handout. So you will receive your glass and and a booklet that will help you identify where the different wineries are.
If I read correctly, the doors open 30 minutes before they let you in to taste. So if you get there early, you can basically set up your strategy of where you're going to go.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, this arena will hold thousands of people. So there is room to move around. There's certainly going to be a lot of people there. Everyone is always in a very jovial mood and looking forward to tasting these new award-winning wines each year.
Mm. Well, I know I'd go straight for the sparkling wines. But I agree with you. Recently, I had some wines from a winery in Michigan, and I was utterly blown away. So if people have an open mind and they try things that they've never tried before, I think that would also be a wonderful opportunity they should, you know, not miss.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. There are so many unique varieties that are grown in different regions around America. And 25 states are represented here, as you mentioned earlier. So this is a great opportunity if you have never had a Vidal Blanc or a Traminette or some of these really beautiful hybrids and Native American grapes that are grown elsewhere, give your palate a new experience. Mm. It's really enlightening and enjoyable.
Ellen Landis.
I am so much an appreciator of wines from around the country, and we have done so many wonderful things with beautiful wines that all of you will be tasting at this fabulous event on February 15th. And cheers to the gold medals.
And you're listening to Wine and Dine. Thank you. Enjoy these extra outtake conversations on iWine Radio. What wines are you pouring by the glass right now at the inn?
We change the wines we pour by the glass on a regular basis. So we like to feature wines from different regions. One of the wines that we will be pouring this weekend is a wine from Lavender Ridge Winery in the Sierra Foothills.
Oh, wow.
And they make beautiful Rhone wines on this particular label. They also make Bordeaux varieties and with their Copper Mine label.
Oh.
And they really do a nice job, and it's a lovely region to visit. And last week we had the Albertoni Chardonnay being poured and a Cabernet actually from Chile. Santa Carolina Cabernet.
Oh, so we yum. Do. It's nice that you change it that often.
Yes, we really have a very nice wine cellar. We have about 2,200 bottles in our cellar.
Wow.
And for a small boutique hotel, that's quite a deep cellar.
Yes.
It's really enjoyable to introduce consumers to some new wines they might not have tried.
Well, Ellen, we thank you so very much for your time. You're listening to iWine Radio.